This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. As we are following the Russian invasion of Ukraine today, Ukrainians in Colorado are worried about the future. Hilib Hayuk was born in Ukraine but fled after World War II. He's frustrated with what he sees as U.S. and NATO inaction in defending his former home.
Sanctions are imposed in order to make us feel good, but they don't do anything.
Hayuk specialized in U.S. foreign policy related to Russia for both the military and Towson University in Maryland. There's more of his story at CPR.org. The U.S. Interior Department has come up with new names for 28 geographic landmarks in Colorado. CPR's Paolo Jalsiter reports.
The Derogatory Geographic Names Task Force was formed last November. The group was immediately tasked with proposing names for 660 geographic sites, whose names included a derogatory slur for indigenous women. Alternatives from Mestahe Mountain in Clear Creek County made the list, even though it's already been renamed to honor a 19th century Cheyenne translator. The Department of the Interior will accept public comment on their recommended names until late April. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
Greeley-based meatpacking giant JBS has pulled out of a deal to buy poultry producer Pilgrim's Pride. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
JBS already owns 80% of Pilgrim's Pride. In August, JBS offered to buy the remainder of the publicly traded company, but its bid was rejected twice for being too low. In a regulatory filing last week, Pilgrim's Pride said JBS had withdrawn its offer. The failed deal comes as the Biden administration is investing $1 billion on expanding independent processing capacity in the meat and poultry industries to increase competition. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg arrives in Colorado today. He'll join Governor Jared Polis for a tour of I-70 west of Denver. He'll be in Glenwood Springs tomorrow. We'll stay with live coverage this morning for whatever is next in Ukraine, and we expect to hear from President Biden later this morning. This is CPR News.